Thanks for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to know what kind of company you guys are.
This is a third-party call center. We house hundreds of products for different merchants.
Okay, hundreds of products for different merchants. Okay. Yeah, and the reason why I'm calling is because I got a it's like someone tried to use my card and it was declined. And I called this number and it, 'cause it showed up on my phone, so trying to figure out what was going on. So I might have to call my bank because I didn't use any what is your company called?
Can I have your zip code, sir? I won't be able to assist you until I see if you have an account. We'll have to see what product is on your account. I have to pull an account up on you to see what products you might have in order to tell you what company they come from.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to call and see what's going on because I didn't use my car for this company. I never even heard of this company, so.
So most of the time, it's not the merchant name that's on the bill, and when the customer gives us the zip code and we get an account up on the customer, it's let me say it like this. Those merchant names that be on the bill there, they have nothing to do with the actual charges. Like they'll be all these off the top, off the wall, crazy merchant names. But
Okay,
when the
because
customer accounts get pulled up, then they remember what's going on when we get into the customer's account.
okay, because of my card, it was declined. So whoever tried to use my card, it didn't go through. You
What's
know,
your zip code?
my zip code is 77282.
'Cause most of the time when I find an account on the customer, they realize what's going on. What your first and last name?
Leslie Webster.
Okay. And I do have an account pulled up. I need you to verify the address.
I'm sorry.
I
Say
do have
that
an
again.
account pulled up. I just need you to verify the address.
Oh, you do have an account put up. Okay. P.O. Box 821241, Houston, Texas.
All right, thank you, Mr. Webster. So I'm showing on January 23rd you completed a survey to receive a tablet.
Oh, okay, a tablet. That was on the 23rd. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what happened is when you completed that survey, it had terms and conditions that stated upon completion of the survey, you'll be automatically opting into a factory direct savings store. Now, the membership fee for that store is $54.97. However, your bank declined that charge. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to an online web store each month that you are enrolled in, you will receive that $54.97 monthly rate. You see what I'm saying now?
54 monthly rate. Okay.
$54.97 monthly rate for that membership fee for the factory direct savings store. But
So that,
it was
okay.
stemming from that survey you completed. It was like part of the survey. Once you complete it, you will be automatically opted into a factory direct store subscription. And the membership fee for that store is $54.97. However, each month you are enrolled as a member, you get a $125 gift card to an online web store.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
So okay. Okay, honestly, is there any way I can opt out or I'm
Yes,
in for
sir, I can
good?
get you counsel.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You see what I'm saying now? Like,
Yeah.
once we get into the customer's account, it don't be having nothing to do with the name that's on their bill. That's why they be like, "What's going on? Who is y'all? Who are y'all?"
Yeah. Got you. I understand. God, I forgot I did that.
All right, so I have you canceled out.
Okay, hey, I appreciate it, man. Great customer service.
No problem. You can leave me
Great
a
customer
review
service.
if you want to.
Well, hey, we'll send it. Did I do whatever I need to do? Just
I
let
got you,
me.
Mr. Webster. I'm gonna get you.
Okay, now.
Let me see what I can do. I'm gonna get you transferred to my supervisor so you can let him know.
Okay. What's your name? I'm sorry.
William Giles.
William Giles. Okay. William Giles.
But I do have that account canceled for you, though.
Thank you.
All right, sir. I'm going to get you transferred to my supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, William Giles.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.